Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I was listening to a talk where a priest was explaining few spiritual laws to his parishioners. And as naturally the conversation went on, one young man asked him a question: how can I know God better? Because at that moment, this young man shared with the priest that he was struggling with his faith, and he didn't think that God loves him or cares about him that much. And the priest responded with what Christ is yearning very much for his disciples and us too: to have the deepest possible knowledge of God. And the priest quoted a verse of this high priestly prayer to this young man. It's from today's gospel. Eternal life is this: to know you, the only true God, and him whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. The priest continued, and I will try to summarize it. And he told this young man, you cannot expect to know God if you are not willing to sacrifice many things in life for him. In the book of Revelation, we hear that if we are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, we will be spewed out. We have to be on fire for God, because if you are stuck somewhere in the middle, we put ourselves in a great danger because we don't know which way is up. And because of the shallowness, we cannot find deeper meaning in our life. Many fathers who write on spiritual life teach and encourage their spiritual children to start to live out their spiritual life with a very beginner-like steps. How many of us try to light up a campfire? If you want to start a fire and have a good source of heat from it for a long, extended period of time, then we need to gather up all kinds of wood, sticks, branches, and logs. Now, if you try to light up the branch or a log without any foundation, we would not have any fire. And the wood would not catch the flame, no matter how hard we would try. But if we start with sticks and maybe a little bit of paper and light it up, then these small sticks will give us good foundation for bigger branches. And after a while, few logs of the fire is sustained for a long period of time. The same thing is with our spiritual life. If we try too much at the beginning because of our zeal, that today I will say 2 hours of prayers, then the zeal for eternal life will be squashed by the burdens that we put on ourselves. It is not good to go from 0 to 1,000. We have to start from the beginning and then add little prayer and maybe a couple of prostrations. And when we start a little, and if we are faithful to this little amount, then we are building a strong foundation for more organized prayer life. And we are even willing, after a few months, to accept longer and deeper prayers. That is where the zeal for Christ is burning like a hot furnace within us. So the priest point out a couple of points to this young man. The first point the priest said is acceptance. Do I want to have eternal life with God or not? If yes, then in a way, we need to spiritually stand up with our shoulders back and be ready to fight anything that can pull us away from this firm decision. It has to be a very firm decision, almost life or death decision. Then the priest said, second step is to make confession. Confession is like a second baptism. It cleanses us of our smelliness and renews us. And I like the joke or the strictness of what he says. He says that if people showered or took baths as much as they go to confession, most of them would smell really, really bad. And I love that comment. He said it so bluntly too. I said it a little bit nicer. And the last point the priest said was, when we make that firm decision and then we go to confession to have a new start, we need to realize that at the end of the day, we as Christians live in this world as pilgrims or as travelers. This does not mean that we get to live freely here. We live in this world to prepare for eternal life, for paradise. And as we live here, our eternal life will mirror what we live here. If we try to live a holy life, then the sins will await us. If not, I don't really want to know what it is. I like the priest's answer because he gave this antidote to today's world, today's hopelessness. He gave to this young man an idea that there is a deeper meaning in life than the shallow Christianity that we come by today. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but very little want to put the work that is required. Eternal life is this: to know God, to do everything in our power to gain paradise. So let us set our sights towards heaven. Let it be the ultimate place where we want to rest. And let's start with the small steps. Let's start with making a firm decision. From today, I will try harder to know and love God. Glory to Jesus Christ.